you in Farmington and Ashtick, they do now.
They used to grow them?
Yeah. Look, I don't know if they do anymore. I used to have a lot of orchards down there. But I think they've all went to tourist work and oil wells and gas wells and stuff.
A little more profitable, huh? Did you mention potatoes? Do you grow potatoes up here?
Or? Oh, yeah. Potatoes.
Okay. And beets? No, you said peas. Do you grow beets up here, too?
Yeah, certainly.
Beets grow?
Grow beets, yeah.
Okay. Do you know what kind of potatoes are grown up here at all?
You have white potatoes, red and white potatoes.
Okay. Inside of a peach that you don't eat, you throw it away?
Peach seed.
Okay.
Or some people call them pits, I guess.
Okay. What about
cherry pits and then?
Yeah. You did mention pumpkins. Are those considered a fruit then? I suppose.
I don't know. I guess you could call them because you make pumpkin pie out of them.
Yeah, you typically make pies out of them.
I guess
fruit, huh?
You probably would.
Yeah. I'm not sure myself. I'm going to have to look that up. Do you see many mushrooms growing around here? Or do they just sort of grow?
There's some mushrooms grow wild up in the high country, but I don't. And some people go get them. Shaggy maize, I think they call them.
Shaggy maize?
I think that's what they call them, but I don't know what they are. Some people go pick them and, you know, I guess they know what they're picking too, you know.
Yeah, you hope, but it's hard. I guess it's very difficult to tell.
I guess, you know, but I don't mess with mushrooms. I don't even buy canned mushrooms. I don't see much.
Okay. What about something that you use that's typically made out of fruit and it's cooked and sort of mashed and then put in a jar and used to put on toast or something?
What, jam?
Yeah.
Marmalade or jam or jelly or something?
Is there any difference between jam and jelly?
Oh yeah, jelly's got the... Jelly is the juice and then jam is the whole fruit.
Sort of the meat of the fruit then.
Same way marmalade is too, it's got the fruit in it too.
Okay. Do you hear about chipped beef around here?
Chipped beef?
Yeah. Is that something people make around here or eat? Do you know?
I've heard of it, but I don't really know what it is. Some of these people make jerky, which is a dried meat, you know. But
right. What about salt pork? Is that used around here? Salt pork, some people call it fatback.
Oh, not very much.
Not so much, huh?
You know, they use these bacon, you know, and ham and stuff like that. But fatback, I've heard of it, but, you know, that was in the old days, I guess.
Yeah. What are some other parts of the pig that people eat around here?
Oh, my mother used to use the head. She used to make head cheese out of the head.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I ate a lot of that.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it was all right. You didn't have much choice.
You don't have that much anymore?
Oh, no. No, hell, because my mom ain't here, and then she was the one that made it. And then they don't butcher many hogs around here anymore. We used to, you know, a lot of people used to get hog, and they'd go to the restaurant and get the scraps from the restaurant and feed the hog. And you know.
How about, I'm going to ask you about some dairy products. This first one's called Strain. Have you ever heard of Strain? Is that familiar to you? What about Thin Milk?
Skim Milk.
Thin Milk?
Thin Milk.
Yeah.